I don't know why, but I've been thinking about weddings lately. I thought, why not?
Not is produced at the Knockout Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Jordy. SteveJordy.com has lots of videos of Steve and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows,
Harry's going to be in.
And if you visit WGXE.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.
So we have Bob Blue, Why'd You Marry My Mom is the name of the song he's going to be singing, also Laurel and Hardy, Paul Reiser, and we're going to start off with Spike Jones, and well, this is this guy's take. He went to somebody's wedding.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of seeing you. Oh, that face. Oh, that poor fish.
I'm sorry.
You tripped down the aisle, fell flat on your... Smile, your father was lauded too. What a mess. He dragged your and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing. Your father was laughing, and I was... to...
doing our marriage thang here. This is a show about getting married and about weddings. Yeah, it's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. So Harry's here. So I asked you, I told you this was the theme. Well, what do you got for me?
Oh, here's the script.
Ah, good. Ooh, okay. I've been doing some fair amount of writing this morning.
Yeah, Steve, well, you know, you say we got marriage? We got marriage. I worked out a whole skit here for us.
Okay, let's see. I'll read my line here.
Yes, you start right on the top there. Married Names is the name of the skit.
Mm-hmm. Harry, did you ever think what would have happened if Lucille Ball had married the movie star from the 40s, Joseph Cotton?
Sure. Name would have become Lucille Cotton Ball.
Or if Anna Moffo, the opera singer, married the comedian Martin Mull, what would her name be?
Let's see. Anna Moffo, comedian Martin Mull, Anna Mull.
Animal, right. What if Ella Fitzgerald had married Alan Funt from Candid Camera?
Then her name would have become Elephant.
Right. And if Ella Fitzgerald had married Darth Vader?
Then her name would be Elevator.
What if, and this is just a what if, Whoopi Goldberg had married the actor Peter Cushing?
Her name would be changed to Whoopi Cushing.
That's right, isn't it? What if a Hamilton Fish started a law firm with Mr. Chips, the literary character?
They would be called, call their firm Fish and Chips.
And if William Hurt, the actor, started a law practice with the Revolutionary War hero Thomas Paine?
They could call their firm Paine and Hurt.
And if Veronica Lake, Dinah Shore, Joan Rivers, and Mel Brooks started a law company?
They could call their firm Lake, Shore, Rivers, and Brooks.
Okay, wait, some more married names. What if Judy Garland married Howdy Doody?
Let's see, her name would become Judy Doody.
What if Dirty Harry was Timothy Bottoms' brother?
Well, then he'd be called Dirty Bottoms. All right, now, what about this one, Steve? What if Ida Lupino, the movie star from the 40s, married Don Ho, the Hawaiian singer?
Ida Lupino, Don Ho, her name would become Idaho.
Okay, right.
If Isadora Duncan, the dancer, married Alexander Graham Bell, her name would become...
Isadora Bell!
If Olive Oil was Zazu Pitts' sister, her real name would be...
Olive Pitts!
If Eugene Levy married Sharon Tate, her name would become...
Sharon Levitate!
If the guy who started Friendly's Restaurants took on Jim Neighbors as a partner, they could change the name of the restaurant to...
Friendly Neighbors! Remember the crawling eye?
Yeah, sure. You mean the monster from that 1950s horror film?
That's right. What if the crawling eye had married Tom Thumb? She'd become the Crawling Thumb!
Okay. Then if Dinah Shore married Thing from the Addams Family, she'd be a Shore Thing.
But we're selfish. We're just... And it's hard to grow out of that. I got married recently, and that's... You have to give all that up. You have to just change and it's not easy because you're used to taking care of yourself, and suddenly you have to, you know, there's another human being, and certain things change when you get married, as you know. Certain big things, little things, even little things. The first thing when you get married, you lose, as a man, you lose the ability to get dressed by yourself. I don't know exactly when this happened, but for years I did it alone and nothing happened. You know what I mean? Go to the closet, take out a shirt, pair of pants, leave the house. I never got arrested once, never. Suddenly, you're married, you put some clothes on, you get as far as the door, and you hear, "You're not going to wear that, are you?" And you go, "No, not together, no." Is that what you're thinking, together, this and that? Oh, come on, no. I was just exercising some clothes that rarely get any usage, and I was just airing them out. It just happened to fall on this particular amalgam. And the reason, and there are reasons that men and women get together. I've decided the reason they get together, it's not sexual, it's not to raise children. You know why men and women get together? It's because, I'll tell you, hang out. You gotta be somewhere. It's because there are certain things that men can do, certain things that women can do, and if you get together, everything gets done. Little thing. For instance, if you catch a sweater on a nail and you get like a thread that comes out, women in their lives learned that it's not a big deal. I don't know why, but women just, you know, they learned, you turn it inside out, you find the thread, you pull it out, sweater's brand new, everybody's happy. Men will stare at that for an hour and a half, go, "Oh, look at that, look at that." Just now, yeah, coming in the room, oh, look at that. Brand new. I got to throw the whole thing out now. Look at that. Well, that can't be saved. That's a goner. That's a goner. I don't know how to fix that. On the other hand, men know how to connect speakers to stereos. So it's a trade-off there. It's not hard to do. Women just choose not to. Women can do it. It's not hard. They just go, "Honey, would you mind connecting the speakers?" And the guy goes, "Would I mind? That's the only thing I can do." Okay. They're happy, they put the speakers together, and they go, "Oh, look what I did on the speaker, honey. Look, would you mind?"
Paul Reiser. He eventually turned that into a very successful sitcom, Mad About You, that whole relationship and married life. He does that a lot. But that was before Mad About You came out. That was from Comic Relief number 3. And this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. You caught us, in the first third of our show about marriage and weddings and... Hi, you have a song you want to sing, right?
I do, Steve. Play the guitar for me. I married my shoe, though she was a heel, but she had soul. I can't help how I feel. How was I to know that she would run away when I married my shoe? I married my shoe.
I got a kick the way she stepped. But when she ran off, oh, how I wept. We only loved for a minute. Then I put my foot in it. When I married my shoe, it was a mistake. My Santa tried to tell me. He's so astute, I wouldn't listen. Then she ran off with my left boot. I heard that they're both happy, jogging the blues. And me, I'm sitting nursing out two baby shoes. When I married my shoe, at the wedding she wore her lace. She polished her tongue, she had a shine to her face. When she hopped down the aisle, she had a certain grace. When I married my shoe, when I married my shoe, I never thought she'd run off with my boot. But now she's gone. Oh, what should I do? I'm sitting here with one shoe left talking to a twin. I wonder if her twin would like to date a one shoe man. I married my shoe. Hey, don't you? I married my shoe. That's when I became unglued. I married my shoe. Whoa, she's tough as nails. I married my shoe.
My son was born. Not like minutes after my son. It wasn't like, ooh, ooh, nurse, hand me that guitar. Now brush your teeth and get under the covers. If you'd like, I'll sit and talk a bit with you. Would you like to hear about how I met your mother? A story so fantastical, so utterly bombastical. There are folks so sarcastical, they still don't believe it's true. In the spring of 1937, she was working for the Navy secretly, developing a big new super weapon. A couple Nazis come along one night. They said, pardon me, ma'am, do you have a light? Then hit her on the head, tied her up real tight, and took her back to Germany. And every night Mama made a tearful plea. She said, isn't there a man who's strong and brave enough to rescue me? Rescue me. Rescue me. At that time I was working undercover. As you know, I was the James Bond of my day. They asked me if I'd try to save your mother. You're the only chance we have, they said. The world is hanging by a thread. If you should fail, we'll all be dead. So I said, okay. The Nazis must have learned what I was after. They sent their top assassin to stop me. He was fast, but I was a little bit faster. I hit him with a body block and then a big karate chop. Then picked that big old Nazi up and threw him in the sea. I snuck into Berlin on a glider and blew them all to smithereens. And then I found your mother and untied her. And though I'd been around the world, had my choice of any girl, she was by far the sweetest pearl that I had ever seen. I turned her into quite a fancy lover and decided that I would bring her home with me. And that, my son, is how I met your mother. Although if you ask her, she might recall it differently.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andy Breckman, Don't Get Killed is the name of the CD. And before that, we heard Bob Blues, another take on marriage. And Harry finished, I Married My Shoe, song that I wrote earlier.
Right, Steve. Now, we're going to continue with the second part of the script that I put together in my trunk today.
Yes, I told Harry that our theme was going to be about marriage, and I said, could you throw some jokes together? And he scribbled some on here.
Right, Steve.
Okay.
So, you know, when people get married, sometimes the woman takes on the man's name, and, well, they could end up with some pretty funny names.
Precisely.
Okay. So go ahead, read your first line.
All right, what if Yoko Ono married James Coco? What would her name be?
Yoko Coco.
Mm-hmm. And if Ida Lupino, the movie star from the 40s, married Dr. No from the James Bond film, what would her new name be?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I know. It's Ida No.
And if Yoko Ono married Dr. No, her name would be...
Oh, no, no!
Right. And if Yasser Arafat's father was Dr. No, his real name would be...
Yes or no!
And if Yo-Yo Ma's mother was Yoko Ono, his name would be...
Yo-Yo Ono!
And if Ma Barker, the notorious criminal, married Yo-Yo Ma, her new name would be...
Mama!
Ma Barker married Yo-Yo Ma. Her name would be Mama. All right, what if Tuesday Weld married Ted Knight? What would her new name be?
Tuesday Knight.
If Beep Beep, the Roadrunner, married Meryl Streep?
He'd be Beep Beep Streep.
And Milo Shea's mother was Shelley Long. He'd be a...
Mile Long!
If Martin Short started a law firm with Shelley Long, their firm would be called...
Short and Long.
If Howard Hunt started one with Gregory Peck, they could call themselves...
Hunt and Peck.
If the Joker, you know, from Batman, started a firm with Margot Kidder, they call the business...
Joker and Kidder.
And if the actor Norman Fell started practicing law with Paul Tripp, the children's entertainer, they call their practice...
Tripp and Fell.
If Twiggy the model was the sister of Miss Piggy, she'd be...
Twiggy Piggy.
If Barbara Hershey married Roseanne Barr's brother, her new name would be...
Barbara Hershey Barr.
If Sting was the son of Alan King... His whole name would be Sting King.
Sting King? Kind of like this sketch.
Our scene, a dusty country road. Walking along on their way to the church are our two old friends, Rick and Gick. It is little Jenny Saucepan's wedding day.
Rick, I wish you wouldn't walk so fast. I can't keep up with you.
Gotta get to the wedding.
Yeah. Well, it's sure a nice day for a wedding.
Fine day for the wedding. birds singing, bees a buzzing.
Doesn't seem possible Jenny Saucepan's old enough already to be getting married.
Ah, she must be eight and a half years old.
I hear she's going to wear the wedding cake on her head to make her look taller.
Oh, she'll make a beautiful bride. Wonder what kind of wedding gifts she'll be getting. Hey.
What's the matter?
Well, of all the dumbbells, we forgot to bring her a wedding gift.
Ah, Cracky, you're right. We got to have a wedding gift.
Can't get into the church without one.
What are we going to do?
See any around?
See any what around?
Wedding gifts.
There's little Rock. Kind of pretty.
A rock? What kind of wedding gift is that?
She could start a pebble collection.
Don't be crazy, Gick. Now, just what do you see around here nice?
Fence post over there.
Terrible wedding gift. Let's sit down here by Bottomless Pool and see if we can't think of something.
Okay. Sure nice here by Bottomless Pool. Say, Rhea, look at that bullfrog sitting on a lily pad. That bullfrog would make a good wedding gift.
Not bad. And if she's already got one, she can exchange it. Reach out and grab him.
I'm scared. I might fall in. And you know what they say. People that fall in Bottomless Pool never come up.
Oh, all right. I'll grab the bullfrog.
You fell in, you dumbbell. You're sinking down out of sight. Hey, Rick, come up. Well, while you're making up your mind, I'll grab that bullfrog. Mighty nice wedding gift. Hey, Rick, I got him. Hey, Rick, can you hear me? Hey, Rick. Reckon he's rounded. Well, anyhow, I've got my wedding gift. I'll stick him in my pocket. Better be getting along. Poor Rick. Well, here I am at the church. Mighty fine day for the wedding. Here comes Judge Saucepan down the steps. Hi, Judge.
Hiya, Brother Gick. Glad you could make it.
Where's Brother Rick? Oh, we stopped by Bottomless Pool and he fell in and drowned it.
Well, too bad.
Great day for the wedding, ain't Judge? I suppose the bride's all a-twitter.
Oh, she's up in the belfry, getting dressed. Having a terrible time, though. So many bats up there. Folks is all inside the church, hands folded, waiting for the ceremony to begin. Getting kind of anxious, though. Can't find the groom.
Can't find the groom, eh? Where'd you suppose he is?
Dunno. Looked everywhere. Looked inside the parsonage. He's not there. Looked inside the pipe organ. He's not there. Looked inside the wedding cake. He's not there. Looked under the rug.
Well, who's that out in the pasture there, milking that cow? Looks like the groom to me. Hey, Slocum, come here.
Okay. Hello, Brother Gick. Where's Brother Rick?
He drowned.
Well, I'm going inside the church and get things moving. Gick, you go with Slocum and be best man.
Okay, Judge. Come on, Slocum. Let's go in this side entrance.
I don't like weddings. Hope to get it over with quick so as I can finish milking the cow.
Come on in. They're singing, Oh, Promise Me. Now we'll stand here till we get the signal. Walk out dignified to the altar there. I'll be right beside you.
Okay.
No need to tremble.
Okay.
Now stand here in front of the altar.
What was that?
Quiet. That was only the wedding gift.
Okay.
Stop trembling, Slocum.
Okay. What was that?
Woman in holy wedlock. Do you, Jenny Saucepan, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? If so, say I do.
I do.
Do you, Slocum Lovejoy, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? If so, say. Well, what do you reckon's happened? The next page is torn out of the book.
It doesn't tell anywhere what Slocum's supposed to say. Oh. Order! Order in the church! Now, ain't it a shame that important page is torn out? Reckon we'll have to stop the ceremony and take up some other day. Too bad.
Oh. Excuse me, Papa. I think I know what Slocum is supposed to say.
What's he supposed to say, daughter?
He's supposed to say, I do.
Well, clever girl! She'll make you a fine wife, Slocum. Go ahead then, Slocum.
Slocum, say you do.
You do?
No, you say I do.
What do I do?
Slocum, listen. Say I do.
I'm scared.
If you aren't the dumbest.
Well, finally said it. I pronounce you man and wife.
Kiss the bride.
Kiss who?
The bride. The girl you just married.
Oh, was that me the judge was marrying then? Oh, thought it was you.
Kiss her.
You reckon that's legal?
Jim, I'm sure glad to see you married up. I brought you a wedding gift from Bottomless Pool, in the getting of which my poor friend Rick fell in the pool and sunk down. And that's the last I ever saw of him.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Kit, for the bullfrog. I'm sure it will come in very handy.
Ladies and gents, your attention, please. An important announcement. I have the great pleasure to announce that for the first time in the history of this county, a telegram has been received. No doubt, congratulations. I'll open it. No, it's not congratulations. It's from Hong Kong Chaney.
What's the telegram say, Judge?
I'll read it. Having rip snorting time, it says, rode in a jinrikisha, staying at Hong Kong Hotel, be home Tuesday, signed, Brother Rick.
Brother Rick. I thought you said he got drowned in Bottomless Pool.
I guess he didn't drown. He came out in Chaney.
Everybody choose partners for the dance.
Knockout Wood is produced at the Knockout Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Chorty. SteveChorty.com has lots of videos of Steve and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXE.org, click on Archives, and type in Knockout Wood, you can listen to previous Knockout Wood programs.